Mrs. Willie Jeffries is an old black woman in her 80s, remembering a certain moment in her life that was traumatic, at the same time exhilarating.
Just coming out of that depression. And we were going into the relief stations, sometimes getting arrested 2 and 3 times a day. But as often as we would come out of Stanton down 35th, you know they had a station at 35th? We'd beat it right back to 37 to that station. So this particular evening, we wouldn't let them close. We just took our seats upstairs with the supervisor. And we wouldn't let them close. Well, they called the patrol and got us the last time. So naturally, why we were out, they closed that evening. And another time, we were fighting for an old lady that had died. And the relief didn't want to give that $100. Wouldn't give them but $100. Didn't want to give the $100 to Wise the Barrier.
$100 to bury her?
Yeah, to Wise the Barrier.
And the relief wouldn't give it?
They wouldn't give it.
Why wouldn't they give it?
Well, I don't know. You know, back in those days how they were. They didn't want to give you nothing anyway. And we got a crowd of about 50 people and went to the station. And this, I can't think now who this man was that was head of everything. But we going to stay until we get this $100 for this old lady. We finally succeeded in getting it, but we were 2 or 3 days. Then we succeeded in getting this money. The next place we had was at a station here on Horsley Street. They came to arrest us. You see, the police would arrest us then, but when they learned that we were fighting for a good cause, then they let us alone.
Oh, is that so? I want to ask you about that. They'd come to arrest you because you were creating what they would call a nuisance.
That's right.
And what happened to the police came to arrest you?
They would arrest us and take us in. But then when they waked up to the fact that we were fighting for a good cause, they left us alone.
I'm interested in this. Were there certain kinds of policemen who felt this way who would leave you alone?
Did you know about that guy they used to call Two Gun Pete?
Two Gun Pete? Washington, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was one of them.
Is that so?
See? But here at this relief station that day,
mm-hmm.
They had old big black patrol in. With that big black patrol,
mm-hmm.
We turned that thing bottom sides up. Did nobody go in it. We turned it over. Ain't nobody going today. So we didn't go. Did nobody go? We turned it over. And there were a lot of Polish women in this organization, too.
As well as Negro women.
That's right. They had cayenne pepper, and they threw it in those policemen's eyes, and nobody knew who done it. But they went blind from that pepper.
Really?
That cayenne pepper, that red pepper.
The pepper, yeah.
Yeah, they threw it in their eyes.
Because to stop them from arresting.
That's right. Oh, we fought a mighty case. A lot of times the men were knocked down, but they get up and fight right on.
How hard you had to work to get something for an old man to be buried, for an old woman to be buried. How hard that struggle had to be.
That's right.
Had to struggle for everything, didn't you?
It was a fight, too. But I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it.
The Workers' Alliance, when people were evicted, what did they do? A lot of them were
put them back
in the 30s.
Put them back where they come out. If they wanted to, put them back and then where they come out.
Well, can you describe some of those? You remember some of those stories, some of those incidents?
Well, I can't remember right now just where the buildings were, but there were a lot of them that was put out. These landlords, you know, would put them out, have the bailiffs to come and sit them out, and as soon as the bailiffs leave, we would put them back where they come out. All we had to do was call Brother Hilton. He's about 90-some years now. I want to see him. We'd call him. Look, it's such and such a family. It's a family sit out over there, such and such. Anybody that passed through the neighborhood was a member of the organization, the Workers' Alliance. Had one person, they had called, and when that person come, he got about 50 people with him. Well, now, they disconnected that stove and took that piece of pipe away. These were chains then. It wasn't up at the ceiling. They cut that chain down and just, you know, put the lights off. We had in the organization men that could do that work and men that could do electrical work. See? And we find out then, we'd sneak around through the crowd, and all this nice furniture sitting out here in the streets, and sometimes it's snowing. Find out who owned it, see? Well, if we put you back at night, would you stay there? Yes. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Take that stuff right on upstairs. My daughter was little. She couldn't take up nothing but a little old pot, like as big as that pot on stove, sometime up to the third floor. The men would connect those lights and go to the hardware and get a piece of gas pipe. Connect that stove back. Put the furniture in there, and we'd arrange it back just like you had it. Don't look like you've been outdoors. Then you see, then, that landlord couldn't bother them again for 90 days.
That was it. I see.
See, he didn't bother them no more for 90 days. And at the end of that 90 days, then he's glad to keep us in here.
Too much trouble.
And you know, at that time, if you can recall back, there was a number of the landlords who were too glad for us to move in those places and keep it up. They'd give you 2 and 3 months concession. Mm. They need to go back to that now, for the rents are too high.
Yeah.
Everybody that can find my address, my telephone number, they call me, Miss Jefferson, why don't you organize the tenants' council again? I say, honey, I'm too old now. I can't run like that.